Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The issue of the censorship against the Christian flag is back in court. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, several of our legal team have been involved in this case from the very beginning. I argued one of the cases at the Court of Appeals, and now we're back into the trial court. We actually had another third appearance now. This is our third appearance before the trial court, but this is on what's called summary judgment. It means that all the discovery is done, all the depositions are over, all of that is closed, and now the case is not at a preliminary stage, but at a final stage for final disposition of the issue. And we've entered into a list of stipulated undisputed facts, meaning, as you know, Matt, there's no dispute in the evidence, nothing of a factual matter that needs to be determined. It's just now applying the law to these facts. And what the facts have revealed is shocking. In fact, the information that we have obtained through the depositions have really strengthened our case in many ways. What we now know is that over a period of several years, the city has allowed up to 300 or more flags to be posted or raised on what they call a public forum, a place for private individuals to raise their various flags. 300 or so of those flags. How many of those, Matt, would you guess have ever been censored before our client's flag was also sought to be raised on the same flagpole?
I'm going to go ahead and bet that that's a big goose egg, maybe a zero.
You're going to put your big money on that one, Matt.
It's zero, not a single flag. Not a single flag.
Talk about the flags that have been raised. That's even more outrageous. Okay, let's say the Turkish flag, which depicts Islamic star and crescent, the LGBT rainbow flag, the whatever you call transgender blue and pink flag, just for the starters, okay?
Yeah, and the Chinese Progressive Association.
Communism.
Communist flag has been raised. And so many others, flags of a lot of different entities, Communist China, right. Cuba. The policy itself is very clear. We should have been able to get this thing disposed of early on at a preliminary injunction level.
Yeah, we've but been talking about this court, since 2015.
Yeah, the lower court's ruled against us twice. We've been up on the appeals court twice. Now we're back to the lower court a third time. And the lower court was reversed on one of those appeals. So where we are is now having more evidence than what we ever had before, even at the preliminary stage. But here's what we have from the beginning until now. We have a policy, a written policy. It's in black and white, and they publish it on their website. And they say that there are certain public forums in the city of Boston, including a specific flagpole. And that flagpole is out in front of City Hall. It's one of several flagpoles. And they call it a public forum. That triggers a constitutional language that everyone in the constitutional area knows about, because that's the language of Supreme Court, federal court cases talking about public forum. These are places in the public where individuals, private persons, and groups can carry on free speech expressive activities. So they've designated a number of places, including one of the flagpoles, as a public forum. Then they say, we want to make this available to all people. They don't put any limits on it. They open it to everyone. And historically, what we found now, the evidence shows, even more so than what we had before, we had, I think, originally like 15 instances of flags. Now we have about 300 instances. And going through each one of those, not a single one has been censored until it came to September of 2017, when our client, Camp Constitution, wanted to raise what's called the Christian flag. It doesn't have the word Christian on it. There's no language on it.
But that's the key word in the whole issue, is Christian.
Yeah, and if it had been called something else, like the Camp Constitution flag.
Right. Or the cross flag or something.
Or something. Yeah. Maybe even, I don't know if cross flag would even fly.
Yeah, I don't know if that would go either. Yeah.
Certainly the Camp Constitution flag, give it some other name, take out the word Christian, even though the word Christian's not on it, it would have been approved. And that's what the facts show.
So one faith, one viewpoint, because it has the word Christian, even as Holly pointed out, the Turkish flag with the Islamic crescent moon is included, but the one flag they want to censor, the one faith they want to censor, is Christianity.
Yeah, so what they ultimately tried to do after it was pretty clear that they had created a public forum, then they tried to pivot, and they said, well, this is all government speech because we endorse all the speech. This is our speech. Well, that may be the government's leaning towards some of these things. But then the question you have to ask, and they can't answer this properly, does the government really support Turkey? Does it support the human rights abuses and what Cuba stands for? Does it support communist China? Mm-hmm. Seriously, Boston supports communist China, Cuba, and Turkey? I don't think so. These flags were of private organizations that applied. They were allowed to fly. And in our case, we only wanted to fly the flag during the time that they were holding the event, an hour and a half, 2 hours maybe. During September, September 17 is National Constitution Day. And on that day, they wanted to talk about the Constitution and the Christian heritage of many of the founding fathers.
In Boston.
In Boston.
Hello.
And John Adams. John Adams. He was responsible for writing the Massachusetts Constitution.
There you go.
Right.
First vice president, second president.
A great foundation.
Someone who had
Boston.
Strong Christian beliefs and writings.
As we've pointed out, the Christian language is prevalent throughout the Massachusetts Constitution.
Yeah, and so they actually allowed the Bunker Hill flag, which is a reverse color scheme. This one, the Christian flag, I'm sure you've seen it in churches. It's a white flag. Up in the corner is a blue square, and inside that blue square is a red cross.
And I doubt they looked at the flag before they approve or disapprove of them.
They said in the deposition testimony says that they never really even consider what the flag is.
No.
They just get a request, they put it up.
Until that word, Christian.
But they saw on the application, Christian flag. Oh,
uh-oh.
My goodness. We can't have a Christian flag.
Hostility toward a viewpoint.
But they can raise the Turkish flag, which has the Islamic symbol of the crescent, moon, and the star.
Oh, the communist flag.
Oh, the communist flag.
Isn't that a textbook case, Matt, of viewpoint discrimination, which is prohibited by both the Constitution and Supreme Court precedent?
It is. It's classic viewpoint. In other words, content discrimination is discriminating against an entire subject matter.
So why has this gone on since 2015?
And viewpoint is discriminating against a viewpoint.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason why this has gone on is because the lower court judge has repeatedly issued rulings against the clear law, and one of those cases was reversed. So at the end of the day, I think we have a very strong case. We'll ultimately win this case. But again, it should have been resolved at the preliminary injunction stage. We shouldn't have to spend all this time and effort. But this is some of the issues that we have to deal with. Very clear areas of law, crystal clear, viewpoint discrimination, because what you have is they would allow anyone to discuss the subject matter of the Constitution. You could discuss the Constitution. You could have celebrated Constitution Week. So the subject matter is fine. Nothing wrong with the subject matter. But they didn't want Constitution Week talked about from a Christian religious viewpoint. And that, Matt, as you know, is blatantly unconstitutional. There's not a single viewpoint discrimination case in the history of the Supreme Court that's been upheld and found to be constitutional.
Yet their hostility against Christianity is so strong that they would ignore precedent, they would ignore the law, they would ignore the Constitution to push their agenda.
Well, I vote once we win this, we should be able to make up for lost time and fly this flag all year round.
You know, and we only wanted to do it during about an hour and a half, 2 hours.
I know.
Well, some of these flags they've allowed to fly for days and even a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But not this one. So we're battling this blatant open hostility towards Christian viewpoints in Boston, the cradle of liberty. That's what it's always been called. This has been historically the cradle of liberty. John Adams and some of these great founding fathers all had influence in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. Stand with us as we stand for religious liberty, life, and family all over the country. We can't do it without your prayers and obviously your partnership. You can go to lc.org for more information. Sign up for our emails right there on the website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776.